window costs $189 per window, including insulation. In fact, the only difference is that now it comes with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. It also comes with every single customer service award you can possibly win. Call Window World now, 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Window World Windows. You need windows, you need entry doors. It's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, and you can always find out more at windowworld.com. The Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, free in-home estimates. Call 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Call Window World, 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com. That's Window
World. Hey, natural gas leaks can be very dangerous if you're not careful.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
If you smell the odor of natural gas, leave it to the professionals to track it down. Don't turn any electrical appliances on or off. Cell phones or light switches can create a dangerous spark. Warn others and leave the building immediately. And make sure you call your gas company from another location.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
When the Redbirds win in April, so do you with $2 pizzas at Sevens in Casino Queen. The day after a Cards win, get a one-topping pizza for just $2 at Sevens, home of the coldest draft beer, always 29 degrees. And don't forget, hotel packages start at $70 per person based on double occupancy. Stay close to the action and catch our free Cardinal shuttle from the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Ba 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 ba.
So join his partners and
there's no fun left on
the
full of chat and we're full of chips and we think you'll get lots of
brain fried potatoes
from it. Mashed it in that you can't beat that. It's your mustard. I don't want any mustard. I want some ketchup on it. A lot of salt and a lot of ketchup. Boom. You put mustard on there, something wrong with you. You need to go live in another country.
Right.
Get out of the United States. You ever, when you was a kid, hear kids go, I live in the United States of America. You ever do that?
United.
Yeah.
United.
Yeah. The United States. You want me to stop talking like this?
No.
All right, then. I won't.
Oh.
I'll do everything in this voice.
I think Peon's trying to use reverse psychology.
Oh, no. I see. Yeah, I think he is, too. I don't know that our new advertiser would appreciate it, so I'll jump out of character to say we welcome the folks at Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Brand new sponsor. Going to tell you a lot about them after we do... This round of introductions. This is how people feel when they get their new furniture from Ashley. Just want to dance around, do the polka in the living room or the dining room around the table or whatever. Control board operator. And I checked, they sell a lot of tables, but they don't sell like a control board type table. Sorry.
No.
I know you'd like to have a new one, but
yep,
they don't do that. But if we ever put in a station bedroom,
Yeah.
Then they'll be ready. They'll be four there for us. Hey, his name, meaning control board operator, is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, and I have a sofa and a recliner from Ashley Furniture.
Beautiful.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yes. Hi, everybody.
They appreciate it. I appreciate it. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Listen to him, how giddy and happy he is. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
And Rhett.
No, I'm not familiar with that. No.
What?
He says he's got a... what kind of table?
Cheese.
Cheese table from Ashley.
What?
Well, I guess that could be any table that you serve cheese on. You could make it into like a cheese table, I guess.
Well, good for you, Rambo. Not funny, but good for you.
I'd like to introduce, if I could, Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. By Ashley Furniture Home Stores today. Bill Cleveland will be joining us. Trust me, we didn't forget about him. Here's a shocker for a lot of you. I used to work in the furniture business. I was in a... I know.
I remember you telling stories about that.
In fact, that's how I met my wife. When I met my wife...
Yeah, she would bring you a Snickers. Try to... Get you to gain weight.
Yeah. It was different candy bars, sometimes a Snickers, sometimes a Hershey, and she'd leave me a note. You work too hard. You need to put on some weight.
Right.
now you should hear.
Yeah. It's her fault.
Yeah. You don't work hard enough.
It is.
Lose some weight.
But I worked in the furniture business. I don't know everything about the furniture business, but I know a little bit about it. And what I appreciate about Ashley and the way the Ashley Furniture Stores in the St. Louis area do, is I appreciate the fact that, and I think you will too, they don't constantly have sales. They don't have a sale. In fact, they rarely ever have a sale. Because here's the deal, folks. The truth is, this furniture sale business, I'll probably make a couple people mad in the furniture business, but the furniture business, like any other business, is not a charity. You know, they're not going to give furniture away or take a loss on furniture. So when they constantly are screaming, 30% off, 40%, that's 30, 40% off a price that was marked up 30, 40%. They're not going to lose money on furniture. And it starts to get diluted to the point that it doesn't mean anything. You know, when every week, every day, there's a sale, and it's always, if you notice, our biggest sale of the fill-in-the-blank, of the week, of the year, since we've been in business. It's our biggest sale. You've never seen a sale like this before. Save like never before. How about this? How about this, the way Ashley does it? Think of it this way. If you were to go into any of the Ashley Furniture Home Stores, and you saw something you liked... couch, chair, dinette set, dining room set, mattress, bed, dresser, whatever. And rather than play that game, waiting for the sale, or, oh, you just missed it. I had a big sale on that. It just ended. Or that, let me go talk to my manager and see what I can do. And then they come back. How about this? What if you went in and the price that's there is exactly that price you would have ended up with? That's what you would have come up with if you'd had to go through all that. That's how they do business. That's what they do. They have one price on the furniture. You know, years ago in the car business, they had what they call the no dicker sticker. Dan, you sold cars.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And people loved it because it was a big old orange sticker, and it said, here's the price. The dickering is done. We did it in our own heads because we know how that process works. So here's the price. So Ashley Furniture Home Stores, you walk in, and there's a price. It's a fair price. It's a good price for you. It's a good price for them. Everybody's happy. Now, sometimes they will reduce the price on an item that they want to move. Maybe it's not manufactured anymore. The style changes, and you get an extra special deal on it. But for the most part, almost all the time, this is how I buy almost everything. I tend to go, look, give me one time. What is the price? Let's not go through all that. So that's the way they sell furniture. And they display their furniture the way you would at home with all the accessories around it. So you get an idea what a sofa looks like, not just sitting there as a sofa with eight other sofas, but what it looked like in the room it's going to be sitting in or something similar to the way it would look in your home. There are a lot of things people, I think, don't know about Ashley Furniture Home Stores. For example, I think, Dan, one time you're the one that brought up, doesn't seem like everybody always has a mattress on sale.
Yeah.
Like every day, there's 100 mattress sales. You want to know where to buy a mattress rather than chase all those sales? How about this? Actually, Furniture Home Stores is one of the largest Simmons mattress dealers in the entire state of Missouri. Last year, they sold, get ready, $6 million worth of mattresses.
Wow.
Yeah. So, a lot of people are buying their mattresses and their bedroom sets from Ashley Furniture Home Stores. And you may very well want to join those people who are doing that. They're also very charitable. And I've said before, when I find about, you know, Window World does a lot of things and it gives a lot of money to St. Jude Children's Hospital. The folks at Ashley actually started a charity in St. Louis called A Hope to Dream. Now think about that name, A Hope to Dream. And what they do is they deliver new beds, sheets, pillowcases, bedspreads to kids who have never known what it's like to have a decent bed. And you've seen news footage of these kids sleeping on the floor, you know, on cops. Do you ever see when they bust in a place? Kids are sleeping on couches and stuff. Kids have never had a decent bed. Ashley is doing everything they can to help change that. And so far they've donated over 200 new beds to kids. And I mean the whole thing. Everything they need. I like that. I like it. I think you're going to like the way they do business. I think anytime you can cut through the BS, get a really decent quality product at a fair price, you got something. They have 6 locations in the St. Louis area. They're on the east side, Edwardsville, Illinois, and Shiloh, Illinois. Missouri side, they're in South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri. You go to frankopinion.com, you click on sponsors, and right up toward the top, since everything's alphabetical, there you are. Ashley Furniture Home Stores, and click, and it'll take you right to show you more. Better yet, just go in and walk around and see how they treat you. See why these stores do as well as they do without a lot of yelling and screaming. And we got another sale today, better than the sale we had yesterday. Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Downtown St. Louis is the Bill Clevelin segment, starring Bill Clevelin along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by the Cleed Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, he is Bill Clevelin.
Hey, how you doing?
Happy day after Easter. Happy April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day,
that's right.
Well, very exciting. We thought it would never get here today. Opening day for Major League Baseball.
That's right.
And here's a surprise already. The Cubs have been eliminated from the playoffs.
No, I hate that.
Those poor guys. Well, actually, I think they actually won today. And big basketball weekend. Wichita State made the Final Four for the first time in 48 years.
Woo!
48 years. And now, I don't know, they've gotten a little cocky. Now they expect to make it every 48 years.
Oh. Yeah, that's a little wishful thing.
And for the first time in 17 years, New York City has a country music radio station. 17 years. First time.
Well, hold on. They've never had a country station?
Not never. For the first time in the last 17 years, New York City now has a country music radio station.
Wow.
To kind of put that in perspective, in that 17 years, there have been 1,586 televised country music award shows.
So that does put in perspective.
Every other day they seem to have a show.
That's
and
right.
North Korea has threatened to shoot a missile at the West Coast, including downtown Los Angeles.
Hmm.
Experts say a missile hitting downtown L.A. could cause up to $100 billion in improvements. And finally, this afternoon. Well, in Maine, a man has been arrested for posing as a physician.
People
became suspicious he wasn't a real doctor when they noticed his waiting room contained a magazine published in the last decade.
Oh, that's a dead giveaway.
All right, the Bill Clevelin segment brought to you this afternoon by Lacleed Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KHRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
No, how can that no country music station in New York City for 17 years? I know you, New York City's not St. Louis, but a city that size, I can't believe that.
Yeah, I know.
There's a big demand for it.
That's wild.
Wow, that's a shocker. I got to tell you something. You know how sometimes attorneys, they'll slip things in their contract and hope you won't notice. Have you guys looked at our agreement with the station here?
Peon, you've discussed,
you know, discussed on a couple of occasions with our equipment because
right.
when we, you know, signed up to do this, if you remember, we looked at the paperwork and they said, I have to read through all that. And one of your specific questions was, what about the equipment? And it sure sounded like they said state-of-the-art equipment.
Yeah.
And now I read, I went through, and I found the page. That's not what it says. It's from the estate of Art Fleming.
Oh.
It's not state-of-the-art. Fleming. Yeah. That he died. Yeah. And he was an old broadcast. That explains everything.
Wow. Yeah.
It's not state-of-the-art. The estate of Art Fleming. I actually wrote that myself.
That's pretty good.
I didn't write it. I just made it up.
The estate of Art
It's almost
Fleming.
Like writing an original joke.
Yeah.
Almost. You watch The Voice?
No.
No.
I tried to last night. I normally don't, but my wife wanted to watch it. And every once in a while, I like to make her think she has some say or something.
Yeah.
You know, how you do that? You go, oh, cool, whatever
oh, yeah.
you want.
Like, no, yeah. I don't ever do that.
Well, you will. In time, you will. So we watched a little of The Voice. There's a couple, one observation in particular. One, this Blake Shelton comes off to me like, and I'm a country music person, but it's almost like he thinks he's cute or something. I don't know. He tries to hog the show a little bit. But the other thing I hate, in the same way that I'm tired of on Dancing with the Stars, that rehearsal drama, is on The Voice, they'll get a shot of somebody's hand hovering over the button. Oh, man, I don't know if I should turn my chair around. Knock that off. I saw that. I must have seen that 10 times last night. Knock it off. They edit that in there to make it look add tension. And then why do they have to, let's see. Who am I going to pick to be my mentor? Is it going to be Adam Levine or Usher or Shakira or Blaine? I don't know. I'm going to pick... Boom! Commercial comes on.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Idol when they do that. Knock that off, too. I need to go and run these shows. Barry Gordy. Peon, did you watch CBS Sunday Morning?
No, not yet. I haven't recorded.
Yeah, you're going to love. There's a great segment on there. They've taken the Motown story, and it's on Broadway now, which I think if you ever saw Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, well, the Jersey Boys. Great play. And I'm not a Broadway play person, but I think this Motown story has got to be a tremendous story, and I think would make a great play because it's more of a musical and a tribute to Motown. So they're talking to Barry Gordy, and it reminded me of a documentary that I told you about 4 years ago, and a friend of mine gave me a copy of it, and I put it on. It's one of the maybe 10 best documentaries I ever saw. It's called Standing in the Shadows of Motown. And I watched, because of the Barry Gordy segment on CBS Sunday Morning, I watched it again yesterday for the fourth time. And it's the story of the Funk Brothers. The Funk Brothers essentially were all the band members who created the Motown sound. They played on like 100 hits. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, The Supremes, Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, The Four Tops, The Miracles, Smokey Robinson. It's a fantastic documentary. And again, it's called Standing in the Shadows of Motown. And what it basically means is that here are all these guys, like Bob Babbitt, who is a bass player, and the keyboard guy and the drum. Nobody ever knew their names. Nobody knows their names. Yet, you can play 100 Motown songs and hear these same guys that did these sessions. It's tremendous. Standing in the Shadows of Motown. It's been out for a few years, but boy, I watched it again yesterday, and every time I watch it, I could watch that thing 20 times. I know that we have John Londoff on as a sponsor, but boy, Chevy's coming out with a car that this is not a car for me, and I don't think it's a car for most people. It's a Z28. They're going to bring it back. But then when I read...
I saw the pictures of it.
But did you see, this is a race car. Did you see the air conditioning is optional?
No.
Air conditioning's optional?
Oh, yeah. There's no sound system.
What?
Yeah, no. It's strictly about power. And when I at first I thought, wow, this is going to be a heck of a car. And then I start reading it, and I get that it's super fast, but it only comes with a manual transmission, horsepower in excess of 500, only manual transmission. There's one speaker, and you know how these cars go, 10 speaker sound system?
Yeah.
This has one speaker.
Like the old cars used to.
Yeah, and that the only reason it has a speaker, that is required by law to play the warning chimes, like the seatbelt sound. Mm-hmm. That's why the speaker's in there. And air conditioning is an option. This is really nothing but you just want to go fast. Not the Camaro for me, thank you. I'll take the regular stock, standard Camaro. We have a new campaign to come out. It actually is out. Another attempt to stop people from smoking or keep them from starting when they're teenagers. And I say, good luck. Nothing else has worked, and this is not going to work either. And the campaign stars Terry Hall. Terry Hall is 52 years old. She started smoking when she was 17. You've actually seen her, because she has done a series of public service announcements. She's got a stoma, that hole in the throat.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And by the time she was 40, she was up to 2 packs a day. She started when she was 17. She was a cheerleader. And she said the cool girl smoked, and she wanted to be cool, so she started smoking, too. And they removed her larynx. So now she speaks with this hands-free device that's in the hole in her neck. And she said, my grandson has never heard my real voice and said, I don't even remember what I sounded like. I can't remember the sound of my own voice.
Wow.
And you read all this, and it's very powerful, yet I'm willing to bet that it's not going to make one bit of difference. So here's my question. Because I've seen the stuff that's about as graphic as stuff can be. My name is Bill. I started smoking when I was... And then they show graphic pictures of somebody's tongue with cancer or throat cancer. Here's my question. Why is it not possible that we could, and again, don't get mad at me, smokers. I'm not saying I think we should do it, but would it be possible to make smoking illegal if it's that horrible? Why could, if pot can be illegal, why couldn't cigarettes be illegal?
No, they're not going to do that.
But why not? But could you?
Sure, the government.
And you say they're not going to do it. Why?
Well, the government gets all that tax money. They're never going to get rid of it.
Yeah, they keep raising the taxes on tobacco. I don't think that.
But it seems to me.
They could.
Yeah, I mean, cocaine's illegal, marijuana's illegal.
That's why I think they should legalize marijuana, because think of the taxes we could raise to get our debt down on that.
Cigarettes kill more people than marijuana.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think you're right. I think it's a point of no return. There's so much money. It's all money. There's so much money involved that nobody's willing to give up that.
No.
They'd have to replace it with something else. But I guess my question is, could you? And the answer is, yeah, if we wanted to, we could. Could make it illegal.
There's a new TV campaign now where they people are talking about, one guy is sitting there, he's putting both legs on, prosthetic legs.
Yeah.
And he says, it's because my circulation, because of smoking, and somebody else is doing something. It's usually amputees now doing things like that.
Yeah, and none of it works.
Yeah.
Kids still smoke. They still think it's cool for whatever reason. We have a joke sponsor. Our joke, and then I'll get the ladies in, is brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. We're not too many weeks away, very few weeks away, in fact, from a kind of weather where your house is going to start to become unbearably hot. Then you're going to find out if the system's ready for summer or not. I got a better way. Rather than waiting till you go, whoo, it's hot, I can't sleep in here. Who are we going to call? Why don't you just call Matheny now, have them come out. Great peace of mind. It's like car batteries, me versus my dad. My dad waits till a battery just completely dies on him. It's a game he used to play when he would drive. I got 8 years out of this battery. Or tires. Not me. I don't want to mess with I will replace tires a few thousand before they actually are critical. I'll replace a battery every probably 4 years. I just replace it because I'm not going to wait till and it won't start.
Yeah.
You got to think of heating and air conditioning that way. You can wait until it's just oh my goodness, I can't breathe, it's so hot. Or just have Matheny come out now. Great peace of mind in having them say everything's good to go. You're ready for summer. If something was wrong, you head off the season. You get it repaired by a company that's been in business 71 years this year. A terrific family business that you actually can trust. And if John Stossel, ABC, or anybody sent one of those hidden camera crews out and they followed the Matheny people around, they got nothing. They have no show. They'd have to put something else in to replace the show they thought they were going to have. Oh, we blew the lid off. No, it's not going to happen with not companies like this. There's a reason they've been around 71 years. You have heating, you have air conditioning. Business, residential, no matter how big, how small, the type, doesn't matter. Your residential customers, tell them your AM and the PM. Oh, and it's Missouri only. Sorry, Illinois. Sorry. If you're in St. Louis, St. Charles County, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Tell them your AM and the PM, folks, because residential customers get 15% off the first service call. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Got an email from Rick, and he wanted a joke for Easter. Well, okay, yesterday was Easter, and probably should have done it Thursday, but we know four Christmas jokes. We know cold weather, hot weather jokes. We know a Halloween joke. I think this might be our only Easter joke, and it's a good one. And it's the story of a minister who decides to take a trip to the Holy Land. And his wife insists that they take her mother. So he has to take his mother-in-law along on this trip over to Jerusalem. And they get over there, and the second day they're there, his mother-in-law gets sick. She's very ill and dies. So they meet with the funeral director over in the Holy Land. And the funeral director says, I'm really sorry, but what was this your mom? He said, no, it was my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law. He says, well, obviously you folks, where are you from? He says, St. Louis. He said, well, look, here's what we could do. It is your mother-in-law. I'm sure you want the best for her. And we could lay her to rest here for like $500. Or we can ship her body home. That's going to cost you about $8,000. What do you want to do? He says, let's ship her home. And the funeral director says, now you're sure? Because, I mean, you could save a ton of money. He said, yeah, I'm sure. He says, listen. He tells the funeral director, he says, I'm a preacher. I know a little bit about this part of the world, the Holy Land, and I know that, you know, at one time, there was a man who died here. And 3 days later, he arose and came back to life. I just can't take that chance.
And it's time to see how the Monday afternoon commute is rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, for the most part, it's pretty normal. You've got stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270, approaching Olive, down through Doherty Ferry, Big Bend. Then it opens up as you make your way towards Highway 44. Over in Illinois is where we've got a real problem. They've got construction going on Collinsville Road, 5570 on 255. So 255 in each direction is only down to one lane, and you've got about a 2 to 3 mile backup on each direction on either side of 5570, and that's north and southbound 255. On eastbound 270, you're stacked up now from McDonald through New Florissant. Northbound 170 is heavy from Natural Bridge up through Frost. Southbound 170, slow Olive through Brentwood. And on westbound 70, you have the normal slowdown here between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Stop by Sonic for an ultimate iced tea happy hour. With thousands of flavor combinations, your taste buds will literally thank you, unless they're too busy being blown away with flavor. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Tuesday morning on the Quickie, we will examine everything you need to know about what's going on in politics, what's lurking in the weeds. Pop culture, I've always got an eye on pop culture. In sports, you know much. In sports, Cardinals opener, it's baseball season. It's time to be optimistic. My glass is all full.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Attention.
Please stay tuned for the following public announcement. The International Agency for Research on Cancer has now classified the sun's UVA rays as level 1 carcinogens, same as arsenic, asbestos, and plutonium. Since most sunscreen lotions don't block UVA rays, free trials of the natural sunscreen pill, SunAssure, are now being distributed to the public on a first-call, first-serve basis. But supplies are limited, so if you haven't gotten yours yet, call 1-800-600-4704. Due to high demand, call immediately if your last name starts with A through M. N through Z, call tomorrow 9 a.m. Repeat, the sun's UVA rays are now classified as level 1 carcinogens. Since most sunscreen lotions don't block UVA, only UVB, free trials of the natural sunscreen pill, SunAssure, are being distributed. If you don't have yours yet and your last name is A through M, call immediately. N through Z, call tomorrow 9 a.m. 1-800-600-4704. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-600-4704.
Can your walking cane fold up to one-third its size and then fold out in seconds?
The Hurricane can.
Can your cane instantly adapt to changing terrain, including sand, gravel, and snow?
The Hurricane can.
Can your cane stand on its own, freeing up both your hands when you need them?
The Hurricane can.
When other canes can't, the Hurricane can. Unlike old-fashioned canes, the all-terrain Hurricane gives you more stability, more balance, more peace of mind. And now we're offering our best deal ever, plus free shipping. The freestanding Hurricane tackles terrain you'd never try with ordinary canes. And its 3 points of contact give you unparalleled stability. But there's one more important question. Can your cane save you money?
The Hurricane can.
Because we're offering the Hurricane at an historic low price, plus free shipping. Just call 1-800-600-2949. 1-800-600-2949. 1-800-600-2949.
It's finally here. Spring. The beginning of fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family and friends. And there's no dealer like Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger and Aluma Craft boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, Mercury, and Yamaha at Inland Marine Boats. Especially now while spring is springing. You'll get the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. And the service? Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury, Yamaha, and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department and boat storage when you need it. For sales and service, set your course to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-676-1536 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-676-1536 to take your call now. Call 800-676-1536. That's 800-676-1536. Again, 800-676-1536.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.75? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
In other news,
news, mortgage rates projected to go higher later this year.
Hey, did you hear that? We need to get started on refinancing our mortgage while rates are still so low.
You know, you're right. This might be our last chance to save on our mortgage.
Well, who should we call? I mean, I want to work with a company we can trust.
That's easy. American Equity Mortgage.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Don't wait for mortgage rates to creep up. Rates are still at historic lows, and the time to refinance is right now. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call today.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your boat.
Hey, Skipper. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your boat insurance, we've been boating a lot more, and I love it. You and me just boating. Boating on the bay, boating on the lakes, the rivers. Heck, with your buddies, we hit the throttle and boated on over to watch that regatta. And I tell ya, we have regatta do that again.
GEICO could help you save on your boat insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
It's the Tony Award-winning true story of a recording session that brought together Elvis, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins for the first and only time. It's the Million Dollar Quartet at the Fabulous Fox Theater April 23rd through May 5th. And you can win tickets right here. Text the word quartet to 84126, and it could be you and a friend at the Fabulous Fox Theater for the opening night performance of the Million Dollar Quartet from the Big 550 KTRS.
I have to tell you, I think I'm tired of this song. We're going to have to check with him. Can you stop this music?
Yep.
He's born in Hawaii. Was he born in Hawaii? Do you remember? Is he on
yes.
here now? Mike, were you born in Hawaii?
No, he's not on yet.
He's not on yet. Here, how about this? This one.
I got a couple other ones.
Oh, man, listen to that. Lovely hula hands. Junior Brown. Graceful as the waves in motion. Gliding across to something like the seagulls in the wind or something. I'll let this go and I'll introduce him over this. Ladies and gentlemen, he goes to Hawaii, oh, I don't know. What do you guys think, 8 times a year, 12 times a year?
Yeah, like at that. Least, yeah.
He's a surfer dude. He eats poi. That's that thing they eat over there. I'll turn it down a little bit there. His name is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com to find out more. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
I like that. Hello, Louie Loa.
I like it. You like that Hawaiian music?
Lovely hula hands.
Here you go, Junior Brown.
Huh?
Crank up a little peon, yeah. Lovely hula hands. That's Junior Brown.
From Hawaii.
Yeah. Now, the lyrics actually come in here in a little bit. Hang on, let's just wait. Maybe they'll pop in here. I like this.
It's called Lovely Hula Hands.
Yeah, I know. It has nothing to do with... Oh, shoot, we're out of town. That's okay. Who cares? Yeah.
Lovely hula hands. Graceful as the waves in motion.
All right, enough of that. Peon's getting sick of it. I like it. I'm tired of Tiny Bubbles with what's-his-name. We're going to work on a new intro. How you doing?
Good, good. Pop quiz question. Facebook co-founder, bazillionaire Sean Parker and his fiancée, Alexandra, are having a June-themed wedding.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
It is. What's the theme of their wedding? Star Trek. The 50s.
Money.
Medieval.
Money.
Answer in a minute. Justin Bieber news. As I told you last week, it's now been confirmed. L.A. County Sheriff have recommended Bieber be charged with felony for spitting in his neighbor's face.
Yeah, book him, Dano. Wow.
In the last 45 days, Bieber, besides the spitting incident, has also been accused of terrorist threatening, fighting, illegal drinking, drug use, speeding, reckless driving.
Is that all?
And public endangerment. That's all. One more thing. Justin Bieber has been sending immature, rude texts to Victoria's Secret models.
Yeah.
Basically hitting on them and commenting about their breasts.
Well, I don't go for that.
No.
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 Well, you know, you want to turn on a woman, send her immature, rude text about her breasts. They really like that.
Yeah, well, Peon, I know you don't go for that.
No.
I don't either.
I hate breasts.
Lindsay Lohan. She's been drunk and out of control every night in Brazil. Producers of Anger Management now say that Lindsay stole earrings, sunglasses, shoes, necklace, silk robe, and other items, coming to about $30,000 worth of stuff. She's a kleptomaniac. I mean, she's on probation now for stealing from that jewelry store. Just took the stuff off the set, just left with it. She said she meant to pay it or just take it out of her salary. Mm-hmm. One of the first rules of Hollywood, no matter who you are, you never take anything from the prop department or from wardrobe. It's not yours. It belongs to the studio. Hello. She knew that. She knew that very well. By the way, when she returns to the States, she plans to go to the Coachella Music Festival. Could be staying at Paris Hilton's Morningside Rancho Mirage home. Already the neighbors who have heard about that, they're not happy about that at all.
Maybe you could drop by. That's not far from you.
Maybe she can stay over here.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
TV news. The Voice has bought a lot of advertising on TV and print, and the biggest words in their ads, America's most watched singing talent show. Well, take that, American Idol. That's who that's aimed at.
Yeah.
John McCain's super hot daughter, Megan, is getting her own reality show. It's called Raising McCain.
Hey, that's good.
I like it. They say it's part Meet the Press, part Jackass. What?
Okay.
That's what they say. Is it true? American Idol producers can't keep up with all the hate mail they're getting on Nicki Minaj.
Well, I don't doubt that.
People write they just won't watch because of her. I don't know how they can. I mean, she's so enjoyable to listen to.
Oh. I am. I absolutely. I'm obsessed.
Oh. Sounds just like
I know. She does that. She goes, hello, cotton ball. Hello.
Oh, I just can't stand it. Yeah. She's pitiful.
Damn, you sound constipated.
I know. Well, that's what she sounds like.
You got a blow that thing!
Yeah, we're running late. It's my fault because I played too much Hawaiian music. All right, there we go.
I'll go right to the chase because I'm a professional.
Go to the chase and get a suite. Go ahead.
Facebook co-founder, bazillionaire, Sean Park, fiancé, having a big theme wedding in June. Is it a Star Trek theme, a mid-50s theme, or a medieval theme?
Medieval.
50s.
Star Trek.
The answer is medieval. Mike Evans, see it.
Told you. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens and Baths Home. I was checking while he was talking. I wasn't paying attention. I was checking the rates to see what the rates are forecast to do of the sun. And, oh, still going to be free. Sun's free, and apparently it's predicted to be free, I think, forever. My point is solar energy, solar panels for your house or your business. I told you about that restaurant, very well-known restaurant. If I said the name, you'd know it. They advertise on the station. They just call North American Solar. Wow, are they going to save a lot of money? I saw all the printout and the estimates based on square footage and the roof size and how much electricity they're using. So here's the deal. The sun is free. The solar panels are not free. You have to pay for the solar panels, but now... Right now, and for a little while, it won't last forever, didn't last forever in New Mexico or California, Arizona, but when they wanted to get solar panels out there and on homes so that people started to talk about them and see what they could do, they had all these incentives. Well, we, in the St. Louis area, we have those incentives now, tax credits, rebates from Ameren, things like that. So out of pocket, the cost of those solar panels, you're only going to pay a part of that. The rest you'll get back in forms of rebates and incentives. Now, you're also going to get back every single month when that electric bill goes to less than half of what it was before. So that's money back. And then before you know it, the system, the panels, what you did pay has come back to you and they paid for themselves. I'm telling you, it's a no-brainer, this whole solar panel on your homes or business thing. But you want to contact North American Solar. I will tell you also the panels are American-made and they need to come to your place of business or your home and let them give you an estimate. Let them show you on paper exactly what you're looking at. You're going to be very, very impressed. You want to know more? North north-americansolar.com or 636-349-3300. That's north-americansolar.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Southbound 270 is still stop and go just a little bit south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry, Big Bend. Eastbound 270, heavy McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 170 getting much better. It's just a little slow off and on between Del Mar and 64. And don't forget on north and southbound 255, Collinsville Road, 5570, you're down to just one lane and there's about 2 mile jam up each direction. This traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Stop by Sonic for an ultimate iced tea happy hour with thousands of flavor combinations, your taste buds will literally thank you unless they're too busy being blown away with flavor. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Stop into your local Chevy dealer today and drive home one of their 11 vehicles that offer 30 mpg highway or better and feel great doing it. Based on EPA estimates, visit fueleconomy.gov for details.
It's March. Time for things to get green. But more importantly, it's time for the best college basketball teams of the country to face off in the annual Race to the Championship. It's March Madness on KTRS. From the conference tournaments to the big dance, the big sports show weeknights from 6 till 9 will bring you full coverage. Brought to you by Heartland Bank. Real life banking. Online at heartland-bank.com.
Dilemma, I have 11 seconds to say 7 seconds worth of stuff. So I have four. Oh, no, I don't anymore because just ended up talking about it. All I have time to say is this. Hey, have a great Monday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. Two prosecutors.